This is RSB and B Update, episode 43, recorded Wednesday, April 12th, 2006. All right, everyone. Welcome once again to RSB and B Update. Fine RuneScape show. This week, Pika is with me, and would Pika care to say hello?
Hey, everybody. Just another fine day down here in Tucson. Nice and warm and sunny today.
Temperature?
I think it got up to about 90 Fahrenheit, which is...
Holy shit.
It's a little toasty, but I don't mind it. We're used to it.
It's about 15 degrees outside right now, according to this weather thing I have. 15 Celsius.
Celsius?
Yes.
Okay, that's not too bad.
No, what is 90 Fahrenheit equivalent to? Any ideas?
I don't know,
but we'll work out that for you guys on later. But
maybe about like 30, 35, somewhere.
Oh my gosh.
But it's not that humid, so it feels pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Are you feeling okay? Because it sounds like you have like a stuffed nose or something.
I don't know. I feel pretty good.
That's good. Anyways, this week we have a fine selection of RuneScape updates this week.
Mm-hmm.
I'll read this first one, Pika can take the next one, and so on, and we'll just alternate. Well, if you've been traveling the road along Varrok to the temple on the River Salve, you might notice the camp of the Rag and Bone Man, who is looking for help, who would not turn down a hand, leg, or any other bone, to be honest. His expanding collection needs to be finished off.
That's interesting.
Yes. Basically what this quest is he's got this some bones that he needs for his collection. Goblin, ram, which is a killable sheep, some other things. I forget exactly what they are, but they're all very simple things. Giant rat, unicorn, bear, monkey paw. See, these are all very simple things you can get if you're... Like, this quest is designed for combat level 20. So, yeah, I don't know.
Just a lot of walking around?
Oh, yes, definitely. Well, teleporting, but yes.
Yeah.
You can pretty much walk for the first part and then do a teleport between two places, so...
Does this quest yield any good rewards?
I'm about to get there in one moment.
Okay.
Low-level players will be able to help him and complete the bare bones of the quest. More experienced players will help him further and get extra rewards. And as Jagex says, good luck and bon voyage. Okay.
Bon voyage.
Oh, good one. I didn't even see that. Bon voyage. Anyways.
Nice little pun there.
Yes. Reward
that,
for...
That Jagex, they're just so funny.
Reward is 500 cookies, prayer XP, and one quest point.
That's it?
Yes, that's it. And then there's this other wish list that you can get him of stuff, which you have the ability to complete after you complete the main bare bones of the quest. So this is kind of iffy, so I don't know. This is a good quest to do for those extra two quest points you'll get after doing both parts, so anyways. What you need are a giant rat, unicorn, bear, ram, giant frog, and a monkey, and a giant bat. Those are the ones you need for the core parts of the quest. And you need to polish these bones by putting them in pots of vinegar and then boiling them.
Oof, fun.
And it smells really bad, apparently.
Wait, doesn't vinegar, like, take the calcium out of bones, making them, like, flexible and stuff?
I don't know. I haven't taken any chemistry classes.
Because vinegar's acetic acid, which I think would, like, mess with the calcium.
Because isn't calcium basic or what? Like, a basic element?
Yeah.
Huh. We'll have to look into that. I don't know, I don't do chemistry. But anyways.
Well, calcium's a metal, so it would react with it. The acid would react with it.
I
don't know, let's get back to the
quest. Maybe it would create an electric charge, I don't know.
I don't know.
We're such nerds here. I have no idea. We'll have to ask someone who has vast knowledge of chemistry or something. Anyways.
Let's get back on task.
Basic quest is pretty easy and useless. Once you complete this quest, you do the sub-quest, which is you have to collect 28 more bones.
Yum, yum.
And you have to choose between a cape and a helmet. The helmet has 2 range attack and the rest zeros.
Oh, do you think that, like, sub-quests are going to be, like, part of, like, major quests from now on? Because I noticed that, like, the Recipe for Disaster one was, like, a major, like, sub-quest.
Yeah.
And this one was, like, a sub-quest.
Well, that's only been 2.
But do you think it'll be a recurring trend?
I don't know. That's a good question. I'm not sure. I am not sure on that, so...
Just thought I'd point that out.
Yeah, it does seem like that. Anyways, his wish list of second things to get bones from are... Wolf, Bat, Rat, Baby Blue Dragon, Ogre, Joger, Moger, Zoger... Ogre, Joger, Moger, Zoger... Dagonoth, Snake, Zombie, Werewolf, Moss Giant, Fire Giant, Ice Giant, Terror Bird, Gal, Troll, Seagull, Undead Cow, Experiment, Rabbit, Baby Basilic, Massive Desert Lizard, Cave Goblet, Vulture, and Jackal.
Undead Cow...
Yes. That's from that place where you teleport with the Ecto thingamadooey.
Oh, I need to do that one.
You have done that one. I met you there once.
Oh, that's right, I remember that.
Yes. Anyway, so that's 28 bones that you have to collect.
That's a lot.
Wow, hey? And Mike did this part earlier, and he informs me that there's another sub-quest after that.
Told you.
Yes. I don't know, the clue for that was something, non-chaffing manacles.
Hmm?
Non-chaffing manacles.
Manacles?
Yes, what's a manacle?
I don't know. Man claws, manacles.
I have no idea. Anyways, so, that's that quest.
Non-chaffing manacles?
Yeah, I don't know.
Hmm.
I don't know about that, but... Yes, that's that part. You want to read this next one about the armor upgrade or armor image updates?
Oh, I haven't even noticed this. Armor model changes. Changes to the chains, camo kit, and certain barrows armor. And of course, some players will prefer the new models, whereas other players will prefer the old models. But once you bear in mind that all is well having an improved new look. This allows for a greater range of animations. We feel it's definitely worth the change. Sorry, I can't read today. It's horrible.
Anyways.
I always get mixed up.
Yeah. Basically, as they said, Barrows armor. One of the sets that looks awful now is Arms, and another one is Guthan.
Like, what did they do to them?
Well, if you look at the picture of an Arms one, the arms kind of look... they kind of look like they're bent or something like that. So, and it's got more texture on the actual thing when you're wearing it. To be honest, it actually just looked better before. So,
as always, that's
yeah. I think the Dragon Chain price went down a tad from this.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What does it look like?
I haven't seen one, but I do know it went down a bit. So,
like how much?
I don't know, 100K.
Do you know what the current price is?
No, I don't.
Okay.
One of us can go look that up in a bit, but anyways.
I'll look it up soon.
Sure, okay. But the reason they did this, apparently, was to enable them later on to have better... allow your character to do better animations and stuff, so... I don't know about that. I'm not a 3D game programmer with polygons, so I don't know what's going on with that. Any ideas?
Nope.
Okay. Enough of that one. Throw that one out the window.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What was that?
Oh, I was throwing it out the window. Yes. Anyways. Easter bunnies are infesting RuneScape. Northwest of Varrock and south of Falador.
Ooh, wow. I'm just looking at the forums. They look pretty good.
Yeah. Basically, go there, dig on the holes that the Easter bunnies are going down, or the rabbits, I mean, that are going down. And when you dig on the hole after a bunny's been there, you'll get an egg. You'll probably want about 10 or so of them, maybe more if you plan to eat some later. And there is a special one. It's a blue egg with rabbit ears on it, painted rabbit ears on it.
So what's the reward that you get?
Well, once you get that special egg, you eat it, right?
Yeah.
And then you turn into a rabbit for a bit, and you get the rabbit jump emote.
That's it?
Yeah, the rabbit animation, so.
Like weapon or?
No, no.
Oh my god.
It's kind of dumb, actually.
Oh my god.
So, yes. But all these drags have gone up in price. Good if you have one of those.
What happened?
The old Easter eggs from 2003. Those have went up in price.
How much are they now?
Like 4 to 5 or so, or 3.9 to 4.5 or something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah, but they've gone up a bit. Anyways, once you get 10 of these eggs and you eat the special one, you got the emote. You just you stand on one of the rabbit holes, and then. Once you stand on one of the rabbit holes, eat the egg again, because when you eat it the first time, it doesn't disappear. And when you eat it this time, you'll turn into a rabbit and get taken down into the secret bunny area. So, doing that, you go talk to the head Easter bunny. He says he forgot to come. And then you have to deliver 10 eggs to kids and then go see the Easter bunny again for another reward, which is like that granite ring of stone, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Except it turns you into an egg. But you can't move, so... Basically what that did is it made the Ring of Stone useless. So, sorry for anybody out there who bought a Ring of Stone. Those kind of things happen, you know? Anyways. Have you done this?
I haven't. I haven't been on Runescape at all this week, I mean...
Yeah, you should... This event will disappear on the 24th.
I have some AP tests coming up,
right.
So... Gotta study up.
Yeah.
Get some free tuition to college.
Yeah, that's right. We don't do that many AP programs here, but yes.
Oh, you Canadians.
Well, so we have some AP programs, but we really can't. The universities and stuff don't really. It's like pulling teeth to get them to honor it.
Mm, so, I see.
Yes. Anyways. Oh, the new forum system. Featuring...
Oh, yeah. Well, let's talk about that first. I got the price for the Dragon Chain.
Okay.
Let's talk about the forms first. I'm on them right now, actually. And, and they look very good. Like, some minimalist guy went in there and, like, totally redid them. They're very simplistic. I like it.
It actually does look like a modern forum system now. Kind of, right?
I think it looks very efficient.
Well...
I can't complain.
Well, just wait. I'm going to... give you the review in a few moments here.
Well, yeah, but you also, like, design forms, so it's...
Yeah, well, my review is coming from the aspect of a programmer and a web designer, so...
And mine's just, like, a general, like...
Normal user, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, how about we do this? I'll describe what they added, then I'll go through my review, and then you can tell me what you think.
Okay.
Okay, so, basically, they added a bump button, message previews... forum mod and Jagex mod colors, smileys, profiles, jump to forum, updated search, and updated the word filter. So, that's basically what they did. Starting from the top here, I'll start with what I see first, the search button. So, we have a forum search here. They did include it to do multiple words. But if you were to type in something like WIL and fletching, that should ideally bring up Willow stuff, but it doesn't. It just brings up stuff with exactly WIL. So that should be like Willow. It should look for anything that has it before and after. That kind of makes sense, right?
Yeah, like a Google search.
Yeah. Like, for instance, when I was trying to sell some Darok stuff, I'd type DHAR, but that won't work anymore. So... That's kind of dumb how you can't do those, how it doesn't put a wildcard on the end of the search. A wildcard is just, it'll do anything after that, so that's kind of dumb. The smileys, well, smileys are smileys, you know? Smileys are smileys. What else is there to say about smileys?
Are they good ones or bad ones?
Well, they look like Jagex. They're all your normal smileys, but they've been Jagexified. So if you guys
Jagexified. Something like that.
Anyways, so That's sad. There's Smiley's, of course. Yes. Now to your profile. If you go into your profile, see that it's not like if you in your profile, it doesn't you really don't have that much. You basically got your forum name, turn off Smiley's, an option, how many posts you have, and the list of your previous posts. Which, that's kind of a limited profile, but I guess that's kind of what they have to do to prevent people from putting in bad links and stuff in their signatures, etc., and etc., you know? So, yes. Jump to forum basically lets you, when you're in a forum, for instance, the locations forum, you could easily jump to, like, the tech support forum by just up top hitting go, and then that would take you there. That's a good feature. I like that. Mm-hmm. As I already said about the search, that's pretty bad. So, they need a new web server, because that is kind of laggy.
And this is sad. I can't find the reply button on the forums. So. where is it? I can't find
it. It's down near the bottom of the page, near the refresh button.
Where?
Bottom of the page, near the refresh button.
Well, not for me.
What?
It's not
It's
there.
On the row with the first, previous, next, last page selection thing. The reply button?
I see the bar and it's not there.
Is there a next last thing on it?
Yes.
Does it say reply or refresh anywhere?
It just says refresh, there's no reply.
Are you logged in?
Oh, that could be the problem.
Yeah, you'd probably have to be logged in for
it
to work.
Oh, of course. Silly me.
Yes, because only members are allowed to post, right?
Silly me.
Yes, anyways.
Pico69, password.
He's typing his password now.
Yeah, listen closely to my keyboard, you can figure it out.
Yeah, there was somebody on this show once that said they could listen to the keyboard and hear what people were typing and know what letter they were typing.
It's not really, it's not that hard, guys.
Okay, so there's a clue. If you search the Herblor forum for something like Guam, it'll list your results by relevancy instead of time. So as in, the newest ones are near the bottom.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
That newest topics are near the bottom of the screen?
That's stupid.
Exactly. I think it should be by time and relevancy. So,
yes.
That's some of the things I think it could have been better. So, anyways. Needs to be known, like when you're buying something, when you're searching, you need to know exactly when the post was made and how old it is. With just looking at it, not having to go out there. I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like it. So,
I want to see the smileys.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be a good thing, actually. To see the smileys.
Smileys. Let me get to a topic that I can hit the reply to and see the smileys. Emotes. Or emojicons, whatever you call them.
Yes. Exactly.
Smiley faces.
Yeah.
Come on, internet, don't be slow.
Yeah, I think it's their server.
The forums are always slow for me. Oh, there's a reply button. I get it.
Yes.
I feel smart now.
Yeah.
We're so stupid sometimes. Mostly me.
Anyways, so as Pika's logging in, I think the design is good, but some of the features could work better. Like, it does look like a real forum now. I do like the way it looks. Except for all these things, how they break and stuff. Anyways, so have you seen the smileys yet?
No, my internet's like not wanting to work.
Yeah.
And my soda just disappeared. I can't find it.
Oh, okay, I see them. I see the smiley. They've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 10 smileys, if I can count.
That's
today.
That's it. Just
3,
just 10.
4, 5. Yes, I can count today. There's
Come on,
10.
Shane, use your finger, Shane.
There's 10. 10 of
okay.
them.
Okay, 10, 10, 10, 1, 0. Okay, we get it. I gotcha.
They've got a happy face, a sad face, a wink, a stomach sticking out, a tongue sticking out, one of those disappointed faces with the straight line, one of the shocked faces with the two O's together, a happy face with little eyes that are pointed up with the caret key number 6, and a surprised face, and a angry face with the at sign. And they look like they're wearing hats of some sort.
Like crowns, kind of.
I don't know. What do you think?
I think they need new ones. Like, now.
So, overall impression, what do you rate that form system?
4 out of 5.
Okay. I have to give it 3.5, mainly because the only thing keeping it up for me is that the actual design. So.
Like, I'll give it a 3.65 on that one. And 1/2.
Yeah. So, Pika gives it 4, I give it 3.5, so, yes. Take a look at it if you have not already. Members can only post. That is that. Here, RuneScape updates for this week. They didn't mention anything about this, so I guess it's kind of a little hidden one. What is the price of the chain, actually, now? You said you had
it. The 20.7 I saw.
Ooh, 20.7. Aye, aye, aye. Ouch.
Did that go up or down?
Down drastically.
How much was it before?
Let's see. I think it was probably... It was 22.5 to 23.
Oh, wow. Like yesterday?
Yeah, like a few days back before this update.
I'm like really bad with prices, so guys, forgive me.
Yeah, that is down like by 1.5 million at least. Ouch. Anyways, so, yeah, that's too bad. But Santa hats are up. Easter eggs are up. That's nice.
Masks are probably up.
Yes. Yeah, I'm looking for another Santa hat. If anybody can get me a real cheap one, that'd be nice.
Yeah, Shane's cheap.
I'm willing to trade an Easter egg and something else for it. So.
Ooh, questions.
Anyways, you want to read this first one?
What is the most expensive item you bought on RuneScape? That's from Highflyer 800. I don't know.
Your full dragon when you had it?
Yeah, pretty much. I paid how much for that?
I don't know.
The chain was $32 million at the time I bought it. That's outrageous.
Uh-huh.
I forget how much all the other stuff was, but it was pretty expensive. Yeah. I think it came out to about $40 million total.
I see.
And I lost it all. Oh, well.
Yeah.
I'm over it. I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
It's
a good question for me. My most expensive thing I bought, not including things that the prices have gone up, I'd have to say my whip. I bought it at 4.6.
Hmm.
Or no, that's not what most... Verax, that was at $8 million when I bought that.
Oh.
That was the most expensive thing. Which is now down to 6. So. Lost some money there. Too bad. So sad. Things that are that I have that are most expensive right now. Probably my Santa hat. You're probably most expensive thing is your.
Don't say anything.
Is your 3-colored set right?
I have no idea what you are talking about.
Okay, I'm talking about these stickies I have on my desk. They're really expensive to buy. They come in 3 colors, pink, yellow, and blue.
Oh, I thought they came in red, blue, and green.
No, pink, yellow, or pink, lemon, or pink, neon green, and blue, I guess you can say.
Ooh, I see what you were talking about.
Yeah, little stickies on my desk.
For a second, I thought you were talking about a mask set.
Yeah, that's what you have, right?
Which I may or may not have.
Yes. But you have a bank pin, right? So there's nothing to worry about?
Yes, of course.
Okay, good.
Where's my soda? I swear, I just had it on my desk. It's driving me crazy.
Really?
I'm kind of thirsty.
Maybe your cat took it away.
Probably.
Anyways. That's crazy. What are some possible skills that Jagex could release one day? This is from Creo Thremo.
The regular the thing carpentry.
Besides that, I think.
What else is there?
It's a good question. Actually, back to that, I was just looking back on that trade. The Varax was around $6 million. It went up to $8 million after got it, but it's back down now. So yes. Anyways, yeah. Okay.
Other skills.
What could be some other skills? Horseback riding.
Maybe.
Or would that go in agility?
I'm thinking that there could be one like a combat type of one. Like
another
fencing.
Combat type?
Like fencing.
Hmm.
Maybe.
Well, yeah, ranging has its own
or
subtype.
Or jousting.
What?
Okay.
Anyways, what skill did you say that could come out?
Like fencing or jousting or...
What's jousting?
You know, when the knights go around the little horses with their big old lancing poles, you know?
Ah, right.
And they would ride towards each other and try to knock the other person off.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah, you know, right?
Yeah, I've seen that before.
Yeah, at the Renaissance Festival.
Yeah, no, not there. I don't know.
Yeah, although, there's one here in Tucson. I mean, not Tucson. Somewhere. I think it was up by Mesa or wherever. Mm. It's pretty cool.
What about computer programming?
On RuneScape?
Yes.
As a skill?
Yes.
I don't think there were, like, computers back in, like,
1500. Probably a few hundred years early for that. So.
Maybe like a mechanical skill, like machine building.
Hmm.
You know, like an engineering one where you, like, build machines and shit?
Oh, yeah, that sounds interesting. With steel and stuff?
Yeah.
That's interesting. I like that one. Anyways, at least it's not like Slayer, like they just smoked, some guy was smoking something and thought of it one day.
Hey guys, I got an idea.
It's called Slayer.
Slayer, man!
Speaking of things that people thought of when they were smoking things, have you ever heard of something called the pigeonhole principle?
No.
Basically, it's a little principle that some guy thought of when he was smoking. It says that basically if there's, more pigeons than there are certain holes, there will be guaranteed to be at least one of however many like holes there are in a however many holes there are. I'll summarize it better with an example here. For instance, any given time in New York, there are at least two people with the same number of hairs as you.
Yes.
That's using the pigeonhole principle.
Oh, I see. I get it.
And another one is if you have eight people in a room, there's at least two of them with a birthday on the same day of the week, like Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you know?
I get you. Just like correlation stuff.
Yeah, sort of. That's pigeonhole principle.
Well, not correlation. It's just like...
Just general math stuff. Discrete math.
Just like normal variances and stuff.
Yeah, I guess.
No.
I don't know.
I'm thinking all the wrong words.
It's in my discrete math books. How about we just go with discrete math?
Oh, what's the word? We did this in psychology. I can't think of it.
I don't know. So.
Psychosexual stages.
Whoa.
Just thought I'd say that.
Oh, okay.
Some Freud.
I know him. We... Get him in psychology. That was interesting.
Get your Freud on.
Anyways.
Yes.
Moving on to the next question. Now, that was from Creo Threemo. This next question is from Mushroom Queen. Does using Boot Camp on your computer void your warranty with Apple?
Well, doesn't Apple produce Boot Camp?
Yes.
There's so I don't see why it would.
There's some rumor going around that it does void your warranty on your computer, but in fact, it does not. So if you have a Mac, feel free to use Boot Camp, even though it is in beta, though. It'll be distributed with macOS 10.5 called Leopard.
This is amazing. Mac and Apple, I mean, Mac and Microsoft working together.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
Just like...
It's time to buy a Mac. I think, Pika, right?
Yes, very much so.
Yeah, I wish I could get one. I just upgraded, so... Anyways, your next computer can be a MacBook Pro. Anyways, so... Yeah, it doesn't void your warranty.
So I'd look forward to that, actually.
Yes. Okay. Final question. We don't have that many today because I posted the topic today because I forgot that we were recording tonight.
Uh-oh.
Anyways, what are your earliest memories on RuneScape from Creo Thremo?
Mike cutting my gems for me. That's how we met.
Yeah. That's probably your earliest one.
I think my earliest one was... Oh, what was it? I think it's like when I first like got to the mainland in RuneScape, just like running around in Lumbridge, like, hey, where the hell am I? How do I get around?
Oh, you came in when there was Tutorial Island, right?
Yeah.
My account was created before Tutorial Island.
Really?
Yes. You just dropped in Lumbridge you picked a class and you got some stuff of that class. I think I picked mining.
Oh, that's cool.
But look at my mining now. It's only 58.
Huh.
So, yes. Anyways, my earliest memory would be probably trying to do smithing in Varrock, walking between a furnace. So, this was on RuneScape Classic. I was smithing in Varrock, you know? Are you here now?
Yep, after some technical difficulties with Skype.
Oh, once again, technical difficulties with Skype for Pika today. Anyways.
I should probably update it.
Yes.
Get the latest version.
This will be interesting to edit later.
I think so.
Anyways.
And if you can't edit it where it sounds like smooth and free-flowing, you know, just add that in the beginning.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
So people aren't like, wow, this is crappy.
Anyway, so
there's a little warning, you know?
Yes. We're actually getting good audio quality this week, which is actually pretty nice. My first RuneScape memory, as I was saying, was doing smithing, I'd have to say. Or no, that might predate it. I think it was either smithing or killing chickens for ranging.
Oh, I remember, you know that little hut or house thingy? In Lumbridge, across the river with all the goblins in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'd used to, like, kill them for money and, like, take the iron daggers that would, like, appear there and sell them at the general store for money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a way to make money. Anyways, the way, right, I can see probably my smithing route here. It was, let's see, I had to take my ores and stuff and probably smith them in Lumbridge, you know, that furnace across the river there.
Yep.
And then I'd have to walk to the anvil in Varrock to have them actually smith into something. And then I'd have to go store them in the bank. Ay.
Fun.
Then I'd have to go find a little store to sell them at. Oh my dear, that was bad.
Uh-huh.
Then I think I went to ranging chickens at the Champions Guild. So I went there. So that's my earliest RuneScape memory. I'd say the earliest RuneScape memory of you is probably doing that runecrafting thing with that one thing. You know?
That one individual.
Exactly.
of a certain gender.
That's right.
Of a certain unknown gender.
Yes. Yes. One day we'll tell you the story about that.
Those were the good old days.
Yes. Anyways. What we have... So,
totally not awkward at all.
No, I think people still go there, actually.
Probably.
Anyway, so shall we move on to tech news?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yawn there.
Well, as you guys know, yesterday was Patch Tuesday, the second Tuesday of each month.
Yes.
Yes, Patch Tuesday for Windows.
Oh.
I was talking to some people, and they said that after running this latest round of Windows updates, they could not start their computer. Their taskbar would appear for a brief instant and then disappear after running Windows Update.
That's lovely.
But you are encouraged to run Windows Update, just because it's best to have your computer updated. This will patch all those IE problems we've been telling you about over the past few weeks, so...
Well, Microsoft should just come out and say, well, you know what, we can keep patching Internet Explorer, or you can just download Firefox.
Yeah, I use Firefox.
I use Firefox. It's pretty good.
I was having a problem with it on the dual core, with it lagging and stuff, but it's not optimized for dual core, so I just had to install this patch for it. And it works fine now. So, if you have a dual core, you'll probably want to install that patch. So, just a little note about Windows Update this week. It might destroy your computer. In the best interest of the community, run your Windows Update, even though there might be a small risk. I'm still recommending that it be run. I haven't had... That's only two people out of many millions of Windows users, so... It can work.
Or else your computer ends up like mine.
A zombie PC.
Yeah.
So, run Windows Update and get Firefox.
Yeah.
Okay. 10th planet found in our solar system. I thought there already was 10. Like, they're finding 10th planets for quite some time now, right?
Yeah, that's what I've been thinking.
Anyways, this one's been called Xena. It's a Kuiper belt object, and it's a...
Kuiper belt.
Okay, yeah. Kuiper belt. 30% greater diameter than Pluto.
Oh.
Has a little moon called Gabrielle. Xena and Gabrielle orbiting the sun about every 560 years.
That's quite some time.
That's how long it takes to orbit the sun. That's quite a long time, eh?
Well, as you get further out, it takes more time, you know?
Yeah. Right now, it's furthest away from the sun, so... Yes, that's what NASA says. It's now very close to the aphelion, the point on its orbit that it's furthest away from the sun. So
aphelion. Yes.
So take a look at this. There's a picture here. Definitely interesting stuff. And April 12th is actually 25 years since the first space shuttle went up.
Of the modern series, the Challenger and all that. I think Challenger was the first one to go up, wasn't it?
Columbia was.
Columbia? Oh, that's right, Columbia. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And Enterprise and all that.
Enterprise was actually only used for parts.
Really?
It never went up. It was used as a test shuttle and used for parts. It never went up.
Oh, that's cheap.
So, yes. They got it in the museum now.
Which one?
Some museum in Washington, D.C.
Oh, probably Smithsonian.
Yeah. That's right. Anyways, this next one's rather interesting. A Swedish spy agency is using Google Earth. Anyways, it's a special mapping site for Sweden called Eniro has removed certain areas from this map and covered it with trees. If you put on road view of the map, you're still able to see that the roads are actually there when you put on road view, so it looks like a whole bunch of roads. Like a whole bunch of roads going into a forest.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of obvious, actually. But someone forgot to remove the roads. I don't know. Take a look at those pictures. What do you think?
Let me get it up here for a second.
Yeah.
Wow, it's going slow.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
Anyway, so they...
Skype really likes making...
Yep.
There it goes.
Okay, good.
I need a Mac.
Yes,
this is ridiculous.
And a new internet connection. Yeah. So.
No, I think my internet's fine. I just need...
Well... Looks like we're waiting for connection to load this up. You can see the discrepancy between this image just that they use, the Google image, and the actual image that company has.
What it is that I never use Internet Explorer, so it takes a while to open up.
Right. So.
Or something like that. I don't know.
Google Earth and Google Map don't have the same picture for this one. Google Earth has a random cloud covering the spot, so I guess there is nothing in there, so... Too bad, I guess, that we can't actually see what's going on there, but... Yeah, definitely take a look at this. It shows that Google Maps can be modified. Once again, is that image up for you?
Yeah, let me send this screenshot over to you.
Yeah.
Of what my computer is doing right now.
Yeah, so that's kind of interesting that a company would do that. I don't know. I wonder how you'd actually do that. But I don't know. Take a look at this site. Definitely kind of interesting to show that these can be faked.
Why should it just be like someone's house?
Yeah, probably. But there's lots of buildings that look the same there.
Maybe they like that kind of house.
Hmm. I don't know. So, I think that pretty much sums up tech news, unless you want to say something about this. So, do you see the image on there?
Yes, I do. It's ridiculous. It's like, just stupid.
Somebody screwed up on their job if the road is still there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'll take a look at this, so it kind of means only trust the Google images, I guess. Don't
I
download
suppose.
Ones made by your country's spy service. Swedish. Somewhere in the country of Sweden. But anyways, take a look at that. Enjoy it. On to rants now. You want to read this one?
Huh?
You want to read the first rant?
Yes.
Okay.
Let me get the wiki up. My computer's so retarded. It's pretty long.
Yes.
Okay, the good old dragon dagger. How come every PKer is exactly the same? They do teleblock or ancients, then use a DDS for specials in a row. If the dagger had only two specials, people might actually use more varied weapons in the wild. It is not even worth my runes to attack half these people because they all have the dagger. Or because all they have is a dagger. That's cool for the people with mains who just create a pure. By breaking the rules, I might add, supplying their pure with supplies to level up from their main. Except now every PKer is generic. They all have practically the same stats, and all their strength for the dagger special. And all of it is strength for dagger special, rather. Which is ruining the game for the average player now. What kind of person has the time to remake an entirely new character with the sole purpose of dragon PKing? How does the smallest and cheapest of the dragon weapons have the deadliest special? Odd how a 70k weapon hits higher than almost a 3 mil. Let's see. I've created this rant many times, and all the mains with peers scream out, that's the only way we get to get a something that's like all start out.
Yeah, that's strange how it censored that.
As something membership is expiring soon. That's the only way to get a something membership is expiring. I had taken a few months from the...
Sorry, people. Pika's having major technical difficulties with Skype today, so we're just going to skip rants and I'll post...
I'm about to kill my computer.
I'll post this first rant, and we didn't even read the second one, so we'll save number two for next week's show. But anyways, on to RSB&B matters now. Today did an update to the skill comparison calculator. You know that calculator on the front page that lets you compare skills?
Uh-huh.
Well, now, rather than choosing, like, you remember how it used to do from your current level?
Yes.
To the next one?
Yes.
There's now an option to do it from level one to the current one.
That's interesting.
Lots of people were asking for that, so we put that in. And it defaults to that now, and it will save your preference as to which one you like. So, yes. Take a look at it, the skill comparison calc. Get in the chat room. Get in the chat room. Use the chat room. Not many people use it. It's a good chat room when there's people there. So, I'd say use the chat room. That's just a little thing I wanted to mention to use the chat room, you know? You ever go in there?
I haven't recently.
Yeah.
I have to.
We'd have to go in there sometime soon. So. Use the chat room. That's it.
I asked one of my friends what we should use instead of Skype, and he just says, just use a phone.
That would cost too much. Anyways. What have we been up to on RuneScape? Have you done anything?
I logged on for about 5 minutes yesterday. Hmm. And recently, that's basically all.
I've done the Easter event, and I bought some more fletching for Sticks and Stones.
Uh-huh.
Bought some more U-Logs, so I'll post a link to that. So that's what I've been up to.
Did you give up on Project Green?
Project Green's pretty much done for now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you got done what you wanted to?
Yeah, I got what I need. So, are we done, I guess? It's too bad we got cut short, but
yeah.
I'll post that first rant, and then we can read them next week. We can read that second one next week, so. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, so this has been RSVNB Update 43, April 12th, 2006. See you next week, everyone.
Okay, I'll see you guys.
Bye-bye.